Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card into the first year automatically. Hear yes more often. No limit either. Discover.com/yes. So 14 years, 3 Pro Bowls. He was actually the first tight end in NFL history, in the history of the league, to have 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Could have kept playing, but he decided I'm gonna go do broadcasting, and a bunch of networks bid on him, and we got him. And it's Greg Olson's joining us live. He did the Eagles-Falcons game. Okay, I admit, I didn't buy Philadelphia at all. I didn't buy Nick Sirianni. I didn't like his press conferences. And I watched them, Greg, and I was like, man, they are buttoned up. It turned my world upside down. And they got a lot more offensive talent than I think I thought. And that was my interpretation. I'm like, boy, they got good tight ends and these young receivers. If you didn't watch every snap, what did you see with that Philadelphia offense that you went, whoa? Or it confirmed what you thought.
I think the best thing Sirianni did, and like you, I didn't know going into the game either. You know, the weeks through training camp, you know, you're reading press articles. Nobody played in the preseason. There was really nothing to base anything on. We saw Hurts play a little bit last year, but not the same system. The best thing Sirianni did, and he kind of told this in the production meetings, they made sure that the system they rolled out there in week one was entirely custom made to service all the things that Jalen Hurts does really well. And I think that in and of itself is the sign of good coaching, right? Sirianni came, he probably did things certain ways at different stops along the way. And he said, all right, I have a young quarterback. He's in year two. He's made a handful of starts in his career last year when they were a disaster. How do we get this kid settled into the game, play to his strengths, protect his weaknesses? And that's what we saw. I mean, he was super efficient. His completion percentage looked like he was playing back at Oklahoma again. He's got some young guys on the outside that can run around, the tight ends. Listen, with that offensive line coming back, I mean, I think they're a lot better than the just absolute disaster they ended up being last year. I think they got a shot. I mean, part of it was Atlanta struggled, but I came away very impressed with them. I think they got a chance this year to win the division, compete with Dallas. I think they got a shot.
All right, so I always feel bad young quarterbacks inherit bad organizations, and Sam Darnold didn't have a chance. He didn't have a Pro Bowler in 5 years. And I watched him and Zach Wilson. Zach has got a lively arm, probably a better arm than Sam. Sam's a bigger, stronger, a little bit more of a, maybe a playmaker. What did you make? Let's start with Darnold. What did you make your former team, the Panthers, of Sam Darnold's debut?
I think he did. So I went over there a couple weeks ago just to watch training camp. You know, it's 10 minutes from my house, see some of the coaches and visit with Rule and Joe Brady and all those guys. And to a T, you know, whether it was McCaffrey or one of the coaches, they were raving about Darnold. I mean, they brought him in. You know, I think there was probably some apprehension. You know, he's better than what we had, but, you know, he had some tough years at the Jets. But I think for people within the industry that watched him, I think to your point earlier, he was really surrounded by a lot of mediocre players. And then the one great player he did play with, Robbie Anderson, ended up signing with Carolina last year. So he's back with him. He's in a great system. Joe Brady is an absolute stud play caller. He'll be a head coach here one day. But Rule and Brady and, you know, McCaffrey, all those guys, they said he's come in and he's done exactly what we need him to do. He's surrounded by a lot of playmakers, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, McCaffrey's now back healthy. Get the ball to these guys. Get the ball out of your hand. Manage the offense. And I think through week one against the Jets, I think that's exactly what he did. Can he sustain that? Can he do that through some of the real competitive, you know, next week with the Saints or whatnot? I think we'll see. But I think he's a talented kid. And all the times I've talked to him, I really enjoy his personality. He's mature. He's smart. And the people over in Carolina love him.
So, you know, I watched Tampa week one, and, you know, a friend of mine who's in the NFL said, Dallas is moving the ball in these corners pretty easily. And I think to myself, you know, when you're world champions, you're everybody's big target. It did look like the Cowboys emptied the playbook in the first half. They threw some exotics out there, and that, you know, they showed you everything. And I don't know what Tampa showed you, but any concerns at all that Tampa, bringing back everybody, was in a fight for their life against mostly a bad defensive team?
You know, I think back in the summer, I think you and I actually talked about it. And, you know, my initial reaction is thinking back to when we were coming off the Super Bowl in 15 and we tried to just recreate 2015 again in 2016 and it didn't work out. You know, I think in most cases, bringing in some fresh, hungry guys that don't have a Super Bowl ring, maybe haven't reached that top, you know, brings you that fresh energy and whatnot. But I just think with Brady running the show and Arians just calling things how it is, there's no, you know, pat you on the back. Arians is the first one to call it like it is in the press conference. You know, he called out his running backs for dropping balls and leading interceptions last week. But, you know, he's pretty matter of fact. I just don't think Brady allows it, right? So yeah. Even though I think they're more, though, the exception than the rule, I think in most organizations, bringing back 22 out of 22 starters would be, you know, maybe a little sign of complacency, but I just don't think anything associated with Brady allows that to happen. I think the second one of those guys thinks they've made it, he has amazing ways of bringing them back down the reality. And he came out hot. The offense came out hot. I agree with you. I think, you know, Dak and the Cowboys looked really good. They moved the ball, scored a million points and ended up losing. But I think they're going to find their way. I think they're better week one this year versus last year, I think, is night and day.
Yeah.
And as we've seen with Brady, his teams just get better as the year goes on.
Yeah, by the way, Greg has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Super Bowl champs, and the Falcons this week. So, Joey and I talked about this all week, is don't overreact to week one. The Texans are probably not that good. Green Bay will get their act together. But I've always kind of had a belief, Greg, that football's hard. And Carson Palmer said this the other day. He said, playing quarterback's hard when your team's great and the opponent's bad. He said, when you're getting in fights with front office and dealing with that stuff, he's like, that is a lot. Quarterback's mind's going a million miles an hour on all these responsibilities. And I did think Green Bay looked like a distracted, disengaged team. Do I think they played hard? Yes. But you know, in football, there are just Sundays you don't show up. So you're not there. What did you make of the performance, the body language? They were exhausted by the middle of the second quarter. What did you make of the whole spectacle?
Yeah, I think to just accept that it had no impact on that result, I think is probably naive. I think they're, what is it, the entire reason? No, but it very seldom is, right? Anytime a team struggles or anytime a team finds a lot of success, it's very rare that you just put your finger on one thing and say, hey, we lost 38-3 because of this. You know, they lost by the amount, they lost by for 50 reasons. Now, can one of those reasons be the offseason, the way it went down, the speculation that Rodgers was gone, how some of the young guys? Absolutely. Do I think it's the main reason, the only reason? I don't. I think coming out next week, I think Rodgers is going to come out for blood. I think he's going to say, you know, he got a little humbled. I think he felt maybe a little embarrassed or whatnot. Just seeing him up close and personal over the years, I would be absolutely shocked. I'd bet my life that he's coming out in week two saying that was an anomaly. We ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw there. Good team, tough offseason, but all right, I got my groove back here now and I'm coming out ripping it. That would be my assumption just from seeing him operate. They're still a very good team, bringing back a lot of their key guys. But it all starts at the quarterback. I mean, that organization runs through him. I just don't see that level of play sustaining for him. I think he's going to find his groove here, and I think it's going to happen in week two.
By the way, one last thing. You and I have something in common. We both love Chicago. You were devastated when you were moved out of the Bears. I love the city. I love the fans. I love the intensity. And these fans want to see Justin Fields right now. And Andy wasn't very good Sunday. What would you do? You ran the team tomorrow. What would you do?
You know, I think what the number one thing you have to do is you got to pick one guy. I think if you as an organization, right, they see a lot that we don't see. And the fans there, they're passionate. They believe Justin Fields is their future. And I don't blame them, right? If I was living in Chicago and I'm trying to finally get back to our glory days, it starts at the quarterback, I'd want Justin Fields to play too. But the organization, for whatever reason, doesn't feel like their best interest, his best interest or the organization's, is for him to be the every down, every week starter. And if, let's just accept that as being the case, then I think they just got to let Andy play. I think the business of Andy takes them down and then he comes in and does like a weird zone read, shovel pass, and then he's back on the sidelines. It's hard for Andy to get into a groove. It's really hard. That's not seeing the best in Justin Fields for him to come play one out of 20 snaps and do a trick gadget play. It's just, it doesn't work at other positions. We used to try to do it with Devin Hester and he would only come in for reverses and special trick plays. Like if you want a guy to play, they've got to either be in, or if you don't want him to play, they got to be out. Like I just don't love the whole back and forth thing, sprinkling in a play here and there. I think they need to commit one way or another. And I thought the point you made, I listened to earlier in the show that you made, if they're going to play him, they got to play him now. Because if this is one of those things that the season gets off to a bad note and they're going to make this change down the road, you hit the nail on the head. You don't want to throw a young quarterback to the wolves. Let's let him play against Detroit. Let's let him play against some of these pass rushes that he can settle in. You go down to San Francisco and you go down to New Orleans and it's a long day.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Oh my God. You play some of these teams and that's not that you don't want to be making your first start against Pittsburgh.
Greg, it's great seeing you, my man. You're just, look at him, slender. He's out there playing tennis, hanging out with the fam in the pool. You look great, buddy. Good seeing you.
Appreciate it, man. Good talking to you. Take care.
All right. Greg Olson. I love him. Escape QuickBooks quicksand with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. Go to netsuite.com/herd, netsuite.com/herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bbo. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
We do the herd hierarchy every Tuesday.
We do. Rams number one.
Which is the industry standard for rankings. USA Today does their top 10. So that we'd compare yours to see where everyone else is.
But theirs isn't the standard, so I'm not going to judge them as harshly.
Ours is the standard.
All right.
But they have the Rams number one.
Okay.
The Chiefs, Seahawks, Bucks, and Chargers.
It looks exactly like. Oh, no, that's mine on the left. I was going to say that's ours. Okay.
Yeah. Now that's yours, yes. Yeah. Then the Browns, Niners, Cardinals, Broncos, and Bills. They have the Bucks as one, Chiefs as two, Rams three, Browns four, Saints five.
One timeout.
So Bucks, Chiefs, Rams, Browns, Saints are their top five.
I can live with their top four. Bucks, Chiefs, Rams, Browns. Don't have to, but hey, those are good teams. A little overreaction on the Saints.
I would definitely put the Seahawks higher there.
See, but it's, you know what it is? It's the ideology. What they're saying is the Saints look like the fifth best team in the league. My ideology has always been, okay, you can have a bad week. Like, for instance, Buffalo had a bad week because it's a bad matchup with the Steelers, but they still dominated the Steelers in every statistical category. So,
well, also, we don't think that the Bills are that bad. I mean, you guys both have them at 10.
If you're in my top eight, you're a Super Bowl team. 9 and 10 means you got some stuff to work on. But I didn't have Pittsburgh one, but I thought was completely outplayed. They got a block punt. And so, you know, they have the Steelers ahead of the Bills. And my argument is, do you really think the Steelers are better than the Bills? Really? They'd block a punt again. They couldn't move the ball on Buffalo at all.
Well, I don't have a problem with the Cowboys and the Broncos. I think you're very high on the Broncos.
I'm a little high on the Broncos. But my overreaction's 9. Theirs is 5.
Yeah, yes, that's true. All right, well, Tom Brady just started his 22nd season in the NFL, and he said this season the field looks a little different than before.
There's a lot of rookies playing. It's pretty amazing. I don't remember this many young rookie players, even the second-year guys, Tua, Herbert, Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Fields played a little bit, Trey Lance played a little bit, Zach Wilson's playing. Mac Jones is playing. That's a lot of young quarterbacks. So kind of gone are the days of Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning. You know, those are the guys that I'm used to hearing. Now I'm watching yesterday and I'm seeing all these young guys. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. You know, I'll be forgotten here soon enough. I'll move on and they'll be on to someone else. But that's just the way football goes, as does life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet, Tom. I don't think that we're going to forget about you.
We're talking about Michael Jordan 20 years after he retired. Tom's not going to be forgotten.
We were captivated by one season of Michael Jordan's career for 6 weeks. We're not going to forget about Tom Brady. But he is right. And Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, and Eli Manning are not in the league anymore. So, yeah, like, gone are those days. It is a new wave of quarterbacks, and it's a bright future for the NFL. These guys are very compelling and great stories,
but it does
make
it does make me think about this. With all these young quarterbacks, does it not tell you that in the end of the year, it'll be the same veterans? Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Mahomes is not a veteran, but because we know that young quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls mostly. So what it tells me is, as the league is getting really young at quarterback, in the end of the year, the final four will be veteran quarterbacks and Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, none of those guys that he mentioned, I believe, are going to be playing in the Super Bowl or late in the playoffs. But I wouldn't consider – while Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are young players, I would say that they're vets. They're not older veterans.
Well,
but
right in the NFC right now, here's – if I was betting, I would say the three quarterbacks that will be at the top of the NFC will be Brady, Russell Wilson, and Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's the NFC, I'm getting the old guys.
Well, yeah. I mean, experience matters. Like, these
– the AFC just doesn't have any old guys. The whole – I mean, seriously. Who's old – Big Ben?
Yeah.
I mean – yeah. I mean, the AFC, well, that's because they had so many bad teams for years. They all drafted quarterbacks, and almost all of them hit.
Right.
I mean, seriously, they almost all these teams that drafted in the AFC, they've almost all hit.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're talking about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, obviously they are young guys. They are in that
What's
young
Mahomes
guy
now,
group,
year four or five?
This will be his fourth year, I believe, yeah.
Mahomes?
Yeah, his fourth year. Yeah.
So he's not a young guy. He's fifth year in the league.
He's in that group of younger guys. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you won a Super Bowl and an MVP, or you've won an MVP, or you've been paid like Josh Allen, I don't consider you in this like rookie second year group.
Mahomes to me now is you're young, you're prime, you're old. He's prime.
Fair.
Yeah, I think Mahomes is now, he's out of young. He's
prime.
He's for about five more years. It goes three young, five to six prime, and then we'll see how gracefully you age.
It's just crazy to think
that's a
like
segment
tomorrow, how young way. These guys yeah hold on to that how young these guys are being on the field with Tom Brady. Like, Brady's been playing for 22 years. Some of these guys are 21 years old. I mean, it's got to be insane for them to be on the field with Tom Brady. Like, that's just, and for him to be competing that way, it's unbelievable. So Fanatics reported on Tuesday that Jalen Hurts jersey sales saw a 500% increase after the Eagles week one win over the Falcons. This is the largest increase of jersey sales for any player. So he now sits as number two overall, just behind Mac Jones. And Devontae Smith also had a big bump in sales over the weekend. That's not terribly surprising.
Well, Philadelphia is a diehard
fan.
Yeah, Chicago, Philly, Boston, they buy their jerseys.
Yeah. You could have got ahead of the jersey sales because I told you that he was going to be the starter, even though you were very upset with me.
You should work for Fanatics. You know what you're doing.
Jalen Hurts is going to be the starter. They are 3.5-point underdogs to the Niners on Sunday, according to Fox Bets.
Oh, there's some tasty games. Oh, there's some tasty ones. Whoa! I got my number one pick, though. I feel like $1 million.
Oh,
on it.
We gotta wait.
Woo! Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card into your first year automatically, no limit. Go to discover.com/yes. We're going to play a game called Hot Take or Let It Bake. Hot take, meaning that's kind of ridiculous. You're overreacting. Let it bake is maybe be onto something. Let's let that commentary or thought bake for a little while. That's a term used. You're not sure about something. Let it bake for a while. Let's see how it plays out. Hot take or let it bake.
Kyler Murray is the best quarterback in the NFC West.
Hot take. Russell Wilson's in the division. And by the way, the Tennessee Titans were the 28th best defense last year, and they had a new defensive coordinator. A lot of teams are going to score a lot of points on the Tennessee Titans. It's why I didn't like them this year. I don't have them as a playoff team.
The Packers are no longer contenders in the NFC.
That is a hot take. They were 0-2 in the red zone, and last year they were the best red zone team. So I think they're going to clean up their red zone stuff very quickly. Also, Aaron completed 53% of his throws. I'm going to go with it's not going to last. That percentage is going to be rising dramatically this week against Detroit.
Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the AFC North.
Let it bake. Joe Burrow does something that's really hard. Justin Herbert does this too. He's really good under pressure. He had the highest passer rating in the division this week, in his division, 129, and yet faced the most pressure. Okay, pressure unravels good quarterbacks. He is shockingly good in his first 15 games in the NFL or 12 games, whatever, throwing under duress. He's really accurate.
The Saints with Jameis are Super Bowl contenders.
A hot take. They did not ask him to do a lot. He only threw the ball 20 times. He was 14 of 20. But he had the fewest passing yards of any quarterback with a new team in week one. So they got a lead. They buried the playbook. They didn't ask him to do a ton.
The Browns are still the best team in the AFC North.
Let it bake. I think they are. Pittsburgh's defense will give them some issues. I think they are. I worried about Jedrick Wills, the left tackle's injury. Yeah. But they averaged over 8 yards a play, and Kansas City's defense is not atrocious. So that's a real football team. So yeah, my guess is they're going to win it. But I think that division's good enough where health will play a factor. I mean, Baltimore already lost three running backs,
yeah.
Or Baltimore probably wins week one against the Raiders. So when you get into a good division, health becomes a huge factor.
Lamar Jackson and the Ravens will miss the postseason.
That's a hot take. They had the worst cluster injuries in the NFL so far. They had bizarre injuries all happen in about 2 weeks. And it's the first time they've ever lost a game with Lamar Jackson leading by 14 points. So what you saw was a ridiculous game in a great city. It was crazy town, but that's never happened before to the Ravens. Let's slow down.
Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are the best team in the NFC East.
A little bit of a hot take. Now, remember, the rest of the division had very tough matchup. Washington had to play the Chargers, who we think is a playoff team. Cowboys had to play the Super Bowl champs.
Right.
And the Giants had to play Denver. And that's a bad matchup because the Giants' O-line is terrible and the Denver pass rush is strong. So they had the easiest matchup, which is the ridiculous Atlanta Falcons. They should be, let's not go crazy on this.
Justin Fields should start week two for the Bears.
It's not a hot take, so let's let it bake for about an hour. Andy Dalton basically had turnovers. And the reason you started Andy Dalton, remember, was because he wouldn't turn it over.
Right, no mistakes.
No mistake, Andy Dalton. Well, I made mistakes. So, what's the point? Like that, you're not getting the upside with Andy. The end zone interception was what Andy wouldn't do. Right, that's what he wouldn't do. Justin would make that mistake. Well, when Andy does that and I get a low ceiling, that's a let it bake. That is not a hot take.
The Jags will finish with the worst record again.
Let it bake. I got to see more. They could, honestly, because they're so young, they may have major improvement. Remember that Miami team, Brian Flores, got beat like by 50 by Baltimore? Like, they're not a good team. And they allowed 450 yards to the Texans. So, I guess my point is, it's not a hot take. My guess is they'll be one of the two worst teams.
Derek Carr and the Raiders will make the playoffs.
Hot take. That is the best I've ever seen their pass rush. That is not what their pass rush usually is. The Raiders also have the toughest NFL schedule. They haven't made the playoffs in 5 years. It is a great division. Yeah, that is a hot take.
The AFC West is the best division.
It's one of the top three, so let's let it bake. Now, I will say the AFC West averaged 440 yards, the team's average. So what you have in that division, we know there's going to be three really good offenses, and Teddy Bridgewater doesn't turn it over, so Denver should have a good offense, and we know they fixed their corner. So I would say this is one of the three best divisions in the NFL. Let it bake. When you get, you know, Denver's going to be as good as their health. They lost Jerry Jeudy. So they're not a team. Kansas City can win with a physical loss or a player out. I think Kansas City's that good offensively. Denver's got to stay healthy. They've got some really high-end players, but last year they had injuries to wide receiver. They can't have a rash of those again.
The Texans will win the AFC South.
That's a hot take. They had the easiest game week one. Now, I will say this for the Texans. It's a veteran coaching staff. It's a veteran team. So facing there will be games where their maturity will be very, very helpful. Like this week, they're not going to win this week. But when you have a veteran quarterback, you're not going to look like Jacksonville did in week one, which is, oh, we're just not ready for the moment. Like this game's going too fast. So that's a hot take. They're not going to win the division. It should also be noted the Titans have two coordinators. They'll get better. And Carson Wentz didn't get a lot of snaps in preseason, right? So that situation with the Colts will get better. My guess with the Texans is that you saw about as much as they can give you. You got to the ceiling really quick with the Texans, whereas I think Tennessee, not a great team, will get better. The Colts, potentially a really good team, had a bad matchup. There you go. Defy your age with M-Drive, supplement for driven men. Go to mdriveformen.com, 20% off if you put in the code HERD. Did you notice I gave up my sandwich today?
I did notice you gave up your sandwich today.
Well, you know how hard it is for me to give up a Jersey Mike's?
I did not give up my
sandwich. But I don't like that we only have sandwiches just for you, me, and Ryan. And so I want our staff to experience the greatness of Jersey Mike's.
It's very kind of you.
You know what I mean? You got to be a team player. The whole staff gets it? Yeah, but the camera operators here do not get a sandwich.
Yeah, the crew. We need to get...
We call them the crew.
Yes. They're the ones that make the magic happen.
I'm like Brady. I sprinkle it around everybody. Healy, you didn't get one? You're management. We don't care. Management. All right. So what was established today? My sources tell me Urban Meyer is not getting the USC job. That comes from people I trust.
And
we also established it's still a great job. Stop pretending like California's biggest college football program is going to disappear into the ether.
Yeah, I know you guys all like don't like California, but it's pretty awesome.
We had a $75 billion surplus during the pandemic.
And it's sunny every day.
Yeah. We're doing okay out here. I know the images, you know, the internet, we're okay. USC will be okay. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.